Once again, this is Latrice Carter with Sisters Place Entertainment Showcase. Tonight we have Miss Vivian King joining us for our author showcase. Welcome, Miss King. Welcome to our showcase.
Thank you very much for having me.
Great, great. So tell us about Secret Places.
Okay, so Secret Places is set in Ontario, Canada. It's a story of two couples. They both have Nigerian origins, and they were having some problems with their marriages. And what they decided was that they were going to get themselves involved in the swinging lifestyle as a marriage intervention tool. And it just follows how things, you know, when they made that decision, how things, and you know, went kind of downhill for them in their family, in their marriages, and in their lives, and the path they had to take to get back to restoration with God, because they were Christians when they made this decision. So, so in a nutshell, it just talks about it's a story of redemption, it's a story of restoration, and it's I without giving much away, I would just say that. It was a very challenging book for me to write, but I'm glad that I wrote it.
Good, good. So what inspired you to write Secret Places?
So it started from conversation. I went to visit some friends, and they'd mentioned about swinging at a church. And that was the very first time I've heard of that. I've heard of swinging before, but not among Christians. And so I was thinking, swinging in a church? And so when I got home, I like Googling stuff, and I came across a website called ChristianSwingers.com.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm like, ChristianSwingers.com? Yeah, if you go online, you will find it. Like, and so that was how. So in my head, I was like, how do Christians justify swinging? and that was how the whole thing started. And with me, when it comes to my writing, it's always to explore a question that I have about something. And so that was how. And I know that definitely that I was the Holy Spirit that who really helped me to write that book. Because I wasn't like, oh yeah, this is a risque topic, so let's write something that would be catching or something. But I really wanted to write something that, regardless of what you're going through, if that's been something you've struggled with, that is restoration and hope. And okay. So that was my main purpose with writing it. Not just saying, oh, it exists, but if that's something that you've had to deal with in your life, it's not the end.
Okay. So how did you choose the title for Secret Places? How did that come about?
So Secret Place, the title came from a scripture that I had read. And, you know, it talks about, you know, how I think it was the two parts of it. So Secret Place in terms of when a place where you go and you connect with God. And then also when you also for people think, okay, if I go in a secret place that they think it's possible for them to hide themselves from God. But that is nowhere that God, you know, you can't hide yourself. So if you think it's something that you're doing in secret and you think that you can get away with it, you really can't. Because it's, you know, it's possible for you to have specific scripture. That led to the title was Jeremiah 23:24. So it says, who can hide in secret places so that I cannot see, declares the Lord. Do I not fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord. So that really there's nowhere you can hide. And most of the time when we do things that, you know, we go off the path where God wants us to be and we go into the secret places and we're doing things that he cannot see, just say the word. So that was where the title came from for me.
Okay. That's a good title. You're very welcome. So as an author, what is the one thing that you struggle with when it comes to your writing?
I always say that I'm not a very confident writer. I doubt myself. I second guess, well, you know, am I right in this, you know, like in my head, it's very clear mm-hmm. what I want to write, but then what to cut from my head to paper or to a blank page is a very different process. And so mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, am I saying this in a way that it's concise, it's clear? Because I always say brevity is one of, is not one of my virtues. So in speech, I tend to like give, like, if I'm a story, like, oh, what happened? I'm like, I always start from the beginning. I woke up in the morning, and then as I was going, you're like, no, I didn't ask you for all that. Just start from where it actually, tell me. So I always have to go back and tell you what happened the night before. And so so I think I get comfortable in my craft. Mm-hmm. I know definitely for me that the ability to write, the gift, I believe definitely God gave me that gift. And mm-hmm. so, but I do know, in that, yes, you have the gift, but there's also a craft to writing, and, yes. and that's what you know, I'm still learning how to, you know all the grammar rules and stuff and things that I have to write, tell a story in a way that is not just telling the story to myself, but that anybody mm-hmm. else who reads it can understand mm-hmm. the vision I'm trying to create.
Absolutely. So where can our audience learn more about you?
So I have a Facebook page. It's Vivian K. So Vivian, V-I-V-I-A-N, and K-K-A-Y, author, and on Facebook. And I have Vivian K, author, as well on Twitter. I'm also on Instagram. I also have a website, viviank.com. I love getting emails. So if you email me, there's a contact page on my website where you can send me an email. I love getting emails. I will respond because I know that, you know, time is very precious. If you take time out of your day to send me an mm-hmm. email, you will get a response.
Oh, I love that. I love that because, you know, a lot of times people have assistants that respond for them on their behalf. That's good when you're personal with your audience and your fans. I love
yes.
that. Well, thank
yes.
you so
yes.
much. Thank you so much for joining us.